Time for another piano puzzler. I'm sitting here in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser studio with Bruce Adolph, who's at the piano. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, rewrites it in the style of a classical composer, and we get a listener on the phone to try to guess the tune that Bruce is hiding. Could be a folk song, could be a pop song, could be a Broadway show tune, might even be a familiar tune from the world of classical music. And he rewrites that in the style of a classical composer, and our listener has to guess the composer whose style Bruce is imitating as well. Jim Little is on the phone from West Hartford, Connecticut. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Fred.
Jim, what's your musical background?
Well, I'm kind of an amateur pianist, mostly self-taught, and I sing in the Travelers Choral Club. I work for Travelers Insurance.
Oh, nice. What kind of music do you like to play at the piano?
Almost exclusively classical.
And I understand that you've listened to just about all the piano puzzlers there are.
Well, the ones that I can find online and from downloads, yeah.
Well, Bruce, do you have a really hard one for Jim then?
I don't know. I don't think it's that hard, but it's fun.
Okay, well, Jim, you ready for your piano puzzler?
Been preparing for it all year.
Okay, here we go. Very declamatory piano puzzler there. Jim, what do you think?
Well, if I'd been able to figure out the tune, I'd probably be shouting hallelujah by now. As usual, I can usually pick out the composer, but Bruce manages to disorient me enough that I oftentimes miss the tune.
Ah, yes. Well, so when you said hallelujah, you know it is?
George Frideric Handel.
Right. Absolutely. Right, right. Composer of the Hallelujah Chorus in his oratorio Messiah. Exactly so.
Well, this obviously has a lot of the Hallelujah Chorus right in there, but the tune...
Well, I think I can hear the tune. It's up in the upper register there. And
that's right.
I just not sure I can identify it.
Any phrases pop in your mind?
He's got the whole world in his hands.
That's right. You got it. You got it. He's got the whole world in his hands, which I think is pretty funny with the Hallelujah Chorus for some reason.
Yeah, a little theological cross-pollination there too, huh?
Yeah, right, exactly. That's right.
So, Bruce, some direct quotes from Handel here.
Well, the bass line, of course, is Handel almost all the time, except occasionally because the harmonic rhythm of He's Got the Whole World in His Hands is different. I've had to shove things around, but... And this is very close, and also this rhythm of Hallelujah is going on throughout, and this descending scale, which Handel uses, and there's a cadence from the Hallelujah Chorus.
The final plagal cadence.
That final plagal cadence, right? For people who don't know what plagal means, it has nothing to do with breakfast. It's basically it means coming from five, but well, that's bagel, I suppose. Coming from five below instead of above, instead of it's. And it's used a lot in religious music of a certain type.
So, Jim, you said you sing in a chorus. Can you work out an arrangement of these two songs together now?
I'll take that right back and see what I can do.
Well, Jim, you made quick work of that piano puzzler. He's got the whole world in his hands in the style of Handel, specifically quoting from the Hallelujah Chorus. Well done.
Thanks very much. It was a real privilege.
Jim, what's your public radio station?
WNPR in Hartford.
Jim Little from West Hartford, Connecticut, thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Thank you both.
Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.